One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, could it have been a malevolent spirit or could it have been something even darker?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would love for you to share it with us. So if you want to call it in, leave a voicemail. It's 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts and check it out for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Todd is with me today. How's everything going?
Rock and roll, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Kind of getting ready. It's, you know, about holiday time around here. Thanksgiving is this week as we record this. And I'm going to try to make food, which is weird because I don't know, like in my entire life, I've never made mashed potatoes.
What?
I never have. I think I made stuffing.
Where did you come from?
I know. Isn't that weird? And I don't like to prepare things. I just don't. And so normally I will go, like it's been my mom and I the last several Thanksgiving. So I'll just go buy us food. But it's like, I could do it, and I'm going to make stuffing. It seems like I made that once before, and I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat turkey. So I'm going to see how it goes. I have high hopes. I'm definitely buying the desserts. I'm not even attempting that.
Well, I think that's a good idea, but I will also say that back when we were younger, you had to read these little recipe cards, right? Now you can watch somebody make mashed potatoes.
I can do it on YouTube.
Yeah, I think you have a better chance of things turning out relatively well because now you can kind of watch and listen to somebody actually prepare it. Mm-hmm. Even something as easy, Carol, as mashed potatoes, I think you're going to do very well. And I would appreciate maybe some photos sent my way, some pictures.
No problem. Well, I'm going to wait. I'll give them each 48 hours to make sure that they're not sick. But I know that, stuffing mashed potatoes, that should be pretty simple. Baking is a science, though. You know, when you bake something, that's measuring it properly in all of the things. And I'm like, I'm not going to bake anything.
Yeah, I don't bake either. Yeah, not my thing.
I'm like, if I can buy something way better than I can make it, I'm going to go buy it.
I agree.
So I'm taking desserts off the list of things to worry about. Are you much of a cook?
I mean, I can cook relatively well. What I hate is the cleanup. So if I am going to cook, I want it to be like a one pot meal. It's got to be somewhat comfort food for me. But yeah, I hate the cleanup. If there's a dinner like with four or five different dishes and the cutting board and the knives and all that kind of stuff, it's like, ugh, because it's not going to get done that night. I'm going to be too tired afterward to clean it. So it's going to sit in my sink for a day.
And I can't have it sit overnight in my sink. If it's a couple dishes, that's one thing. But if I've got actual, I have not cleaned up, I'll never sleep. I'll be up. I'd get up in the middle of the night and do it.
I can't invite you over because I used to be that way, Carol, but as my life has gotten busier and busier, my house could just totally be trashed now, and I don't even care.
Which is why I don't cook, because it's just like it's more shit to do.
Yep.
Well, let's listen to a ghost story. Here's our first one.
Hi, my name's Christy, and this happened to me when I believe it was the end of my high school year, and we had to move out of our old house and move into this old little house that we rented. Well, one day, it was hot, and my mom had her friends over and her kids, and, we were just hanging out, and we decided to go to bed early. And after they went to bed, I remember watching a movie in my room. We shared a room, and I fell asleep early because I was really tired, and I assumed that he fell asleep right after me, because after that, I had this really vivid dream, and it was me and my friends hanging out. And a couple of my friends, I saw their face, and I recognized them, and it was a good dream. But then all of a sudden, one of my friends came super close to me, to my face, and I felt this hot breath on me, and it smelled so bad, and I woke up. But when I woke up, I couldn't get up. I don't know if it was my body or something, but I couldn't move, and I freaked out because I kept feeling that hot breath on me. And I tried yelling for my brother, but I couldn't move or I couldn't talk at all. And then I started to pray to myself, thinking that it would help. And all of a sudden, I heard this growl in my left ear, I believe. I heard this very awful growl, and it freaked me out, really freaked me out. And after that growl, I heard my mother's friend, one of her child, woke up crying. And I was just so freaked out. And all of a sudden, my body started to move, and I woke up, and I got up, and I felt so, I don't know, the tension, I guess. I felt super scared, and I started to cry, and I woke up and told him to go get my mom because I was freaking out. And after that happened, my mom came in, and she was making sure that there was no one in our house. She looked through the window, made sure, and I told my mom, I think it was something else. I don't think it was an actual person because it didn't feel like a person. And then after that, my mom, she told me, why don't you go and take a shower and calm down and come into my room, you and Armando, my brother, and we'll just stay in my room for the night. And then in the morning, we'll figure it out. So when I went to the bathroom, and I went to take off my shirt, I saw these red markings on my body, and it scared me because you know, when I was sleeping, it felt like I couldn't move. So maybe it was some kind of entity or ghost that visited me at night, that night, and did that to me. Well, the whole thing creeped me out. And ever since that day, I haven't slept in that room. And thank God we're not living there anymore. We moved. But it's strange how just that one little incident just happened to me. And, you know, it made me believe, because I really didn't believe in, like, the paranormal or anything like that. And, yeah. Thanks for hearing my story. Bye.
So what do you think happened to her? Do you think it was some weird encounter with some evil entity or something?
Well, you know, I have investigated for quite a while, and I can't say that I've really run into anything that's truly evil. I think that's few and far between. But I do think some sort of energy was messing around. And when you think of how evil and awful human beings can be, it could just be a really horrible former human that was trying to play tricks. It does sound like she actually had some sort of experience, and it wasn't just something like sleep paralysis or something like that.
It felt like more than that, because she was aware of things, you know, like she heard the other kid crying, and she had scratches on her body.
The marks are very concerning to me. Whenever something reaches out and does that to you, again, scratches don't necessarily mean it's pure evil or something like that, but something was certainly trying to get her attention, and obviously it did.
Yeah, I don't like that shit at all.
No.
And it sounds like it just happened to her that one time. You know, she didn't, you know, once they moved, she didn't act like it continued. But thank God it would just be one time, because something like that repeatedly would be horrible. And I hats off to the mom. I think mom handled it really well.
Yes.
Because she acknowledged it. She let the kids sleep with her. She's like, take a shower, calm down. So I think that was some good parenting.
Yeah, it sucks when a parent does the whole, oh, you're making it up. It was just a dream and all
just
that.
Just a dream.
Stuff.
Go and back to bed in your own bed by yourself.
We've heard those stories before, you know.
God, shit.
So, yeah, you're right. It's great that her mom acknowledged it and helped her get through it. And maybe it was just something there wanting to let someone know that it was there. And the fact that the energy was able to do that, maybe that was enough for the energy to not come back and do it again.
Mm. I like that. I think you could be onto something there. Okay, here's one more.
Hi, this is Della from Chicago, the crazy cat lady. I have two more stories for you. Neither of them involve cats this time. The first one is a shorter one. My sister and myself were with a friend of my sister's. We all had our kids with us, and we were visiting the friend who lives up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And she was taking us for a drive around, and we went past this old convent. It's no longer in use, but it was supposedly haunted, the haunted convent. So all the kids get out of the car. My sister and her friend stayed in the car, and, of course, I got out with all the kids. So we're looking around there, and being the responsible adult in the group, I suggest to the kids, hey, why don't we call for Sister Mary? I'm sure there's a Sister Mary in there somewhere. So, of course, the kids did, and we were all standing outside one of the windows, looking up at the windows, and we're calling, Sister Mary, come out, Sister Mary. And up on the second floor, it started to materialize, actually. It was like this, it looked like a gray, just a non-distinct gray ball, sort of. And it looked like it was floating around like a helium balloon would bob around in a gentle breeze. And then it started to develop kind of a squarish top, like the old-fashioned wimples that the nuns used to wear. And, of course, it scared the crap out of us, and we all ran to the car. But that was it. Nothing else happened. My other story is about a haunted rocking chair that I had. I still have it, but I don't believe it's haunted anymore. Or if it is, then whoever was coming back to visit the rocker honored my wishes and did not let me see her anymore. I had bought this rocker in an antique store, and I was going away to school at the time, but this was summer, so I took the rocking chair up into my bedroom. And when I first went to bed that night, my two dogs used to sleep with me, and I was trying to get one to lay on either side of me. And the one dog, Pookie, who I had mentioned before, who came to say goodbye to me in my dream when she died, I was trying to get her to lay on my left side, and she just refused. She climbed over me. I didn't think much of it the first time. She climbed over me, and I was like, no, I want you to sleep over here. She climbed over me again. The third time I put her over there, she was fighting frantically to get back over on my right side before I even got her over there. And then I kind of looked over at the rocker because it was only about 2 feet away from the left side of my bed. And I thought, maybe there's something with the rocker. And that was about it. That's all I thought of. And then I had taken it up to school with me, and it was in our room. It was a weekend. I had it in my room. And a friend of mine, we were sitting on one of the beds playing cards or something. We were bored. And the rocker was sitting there, and I kept seeing, and I would see this quite often, out of the corner of my eye, I would see the rocker rocking. But when you looked right at it, it wasn't moving. And afterward, talking to my other roommate and this other girl, they said the same thing. They'd see the rocker moving, and when you'd look at it, it wasn't moving. And in fact, one night, my friend asked me, out of the clear blue, she said, Della, I said, yeah, do you mind if we put the rocker in the hall? No, I don't mind. So the rocker went out in the hall. And but anyway, my friend and I were sitting and playing cards on the bed, and I kept looking over at the rocker. And I didn't notice it at the time, but when she mentioned it, in retrospect, I could see it. She kept looking over at the rocker. And then she left the room to go get some something to drink or something, and I was just staring at the rocker, waiting to see if it would move when I kept staring at it. And it did not move. However, I saw it started to, again, like materialize kind of, not a full figure, but it was just like the from the top of your head on down the back, like where your hair, it was a woman's figure. It looked like long hair flowing down, you know, and just this white, misty kind of outline going down someone's back. And it scared the crap out of me. And I froze for a second, and then I started to talk to the rocker. I said, well, to whoever was in it, and I said, you know, I know you really loved this rocker, but I really like it now, and it's mine. I promise I will take good care of it, and you're welcome to come and visit it, but not when I'm around. I don't want to see you again. And that was it. And then when my friend walked back in the room, I had just got done talking to the chair, and she looked at me, and she was like, oh, my God, you look like you've just seen a ghost. And I said, I think I have. And that's when she said, the rocker? And I said, yeah. So anyway, those are my two stories, and I still have the rocker, and I've taken good care of it, and I've enjoyed many good years of use out of it. It needs to be reupholstered now, but if she has come back to visit, she's honored my wishes and not allowed me to see her again. So we're both happy. All right. Thank you. I'll call back with more stories later.
I think she handled the haunted rocker pretty well.
Well,
what do you think?
I may have taken it out back and started it on fire. Because I'm sorry, but if I bring a piece of furniture into my home and it comes with activity, I'm probably not going to keep it around. Not that I'm scared, but you don't know what it really is and stuff like that. Great story. And you are right. I think she handled it well.
I think she handled it well.
Don't mess with me when I'm here. You can use it when I'm not paying attention, but the minute you start scaring me, you're out of here. So.
And that is actually why I don't bring antique things into my house. I just don't. I don't know. I don't need them. In fact, I have enough stuff. I have plenty of stuff. There's nothing I'm missing. So it's like, I don't need that antique rocker. Don't have a place for it anyway. But that's the kind of thing that could happen.
It is. Now, tell me if I'm mean, okay? So I don't like dolls. I think dolls are really nasty.
Creepy.
A friend of mine has a side business, and what she does is they buy lots from people who have died. They, you know, buy their estate sales and stuff like that. And then they resell the stuff that's worthy of it. And so she had this big lot of scary dolls. So I have another friend You tell me if I'm bad. I had these dolls sent to the house, one at a time, with little notes inside the box.
Oh,
saying, I'm so happy to be home.
Horrible.
I'm so happy to be home with you. I can't wait until my sisters arrive. And then later from another place in the country, because I sent these to all like friends across the country, and then one by one had them mail them to this other person. And here's the bad thing. I can't keep a straight face. So she and I were talking. She's like, I can't believe this, but I got this really like evil doll in the mail. And I am just cracking up laughing. And so within two dolls, it had come out that I had this big master plan. But that's how I scare my friends.
It is actually mean and in a hysterical way. It's
you know
quite
damn well
funny.
That Tony would do something
oh,
like that.
Oh, hell yes. Surprised he didn't give you the idea.
Well, maybe he did. I don't remember, but I just really enjoying the fact that I was able to pull something like that off.
Oh my God. If somebody did that to me and I got a box, well, number one, if I got a box on my porch that I didn't order, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to call the police. But if I opened it up and there was a doll in there, I think I'd just have to take it straight to the trash. I don't know what I would do with it.
She started throwing them in their unused garage. And I don't even know if she's gotten rid of them yet. I think she's only got three of the six that I had originally, you know, sent
and
out.
And you went to some effort. Like that yes, was, yeah. Hats off on the effort for that.
I know, because I'm not usually somebody that gets that involved, but it was easy for me to get a few other friends involved. And hey, man, if I send you this doll, could you mail it out on this date from your post office?
That is really funny. I like you, Todd, but don't ever do that to me.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, thank you. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes and access to the archive, all without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.